In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The status of this reporting is going remarkably well. Warehouses have to report two things each week to USDA. They report the number of bales they ship during the week and then the number of bales that they staged for shipment but were not picked up. Currently, we have had a total of 6 warehouses that reached the 3-strike threshold and had their cotton storage agreements removed temporarily. 4 of those warehouses have been reinstated.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Since this reporting started, the software providers have stepped up, provided them automated processes which automatically generate the reports at the end of the week, and the warehouseman comes in on Monday morning, hooks up to the internet, and the first thing they have to do is to submit this report. So it's become automated in some cases, so it's not as burdensome as the warehouseman thought it was going to be.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Each week, USDA sends us a summary of the week's activities, telling the number of warehouses with 1, 2, or 3 strikes by state. We compile that information so people can keep track of who's doing well and who may be having some problems in their state or region.